From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Alabama has limited treatment options for people in a mental health crisis. Often patients wind up in local emergency rooms waiting for hours for a doctor. It's not ideal for the patient or the hospital, but a new crisis center may help fill in the gaps. This week, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen takes a closer look at the need for this care in Jefferson County. In the first of a three-part series, she explores the challenge of treating a mental health crisis in the emergency room.
One of Phil Pearson's favorite things about his house is the yard.
It's got four blooms on it today.
He's watering the plants in his garden. Hibiscus, philodendrons, ferns. Pearson says gardening is like therapy.
You know, it's very, very zen. You know, you can just focus on that one thing and everything else just disappears.
About 20 years ago, Pearson was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. His symptoms varied. There were delusions and erratic behavior.
I went through a lot of years, you know, between having bad side effects with the medication and stop taking them, and things would be fine for a while, and then I'd get under stress and have an episode and do crazy things.
Pearson says he often ended up at UAB Hospital.
Either, you know, I brought myself to the emergency room, my family brought me to the emergency room, or the police brought me to the emergency room.
And in the height of a manic episode, he'd have to wait for hours.
I mean, I remember walking out one time, and then the UAB police found me in a garage with a hospital gown on, and then I went back to the hospital and waited it out and got admitted and all that.
When someone has a mental health crisis, maybe they're anxious or paranoid, they need a safe place to go. Dr. Jim Metter Woodruff says that's not a medical trauma center. Metter Woodruff is a psychiatry professor and the senior vice president for mental health services at UAB.
You know, often people with psychiatric problems are going to be triaged to a lower level of priority than somebody with a gunshot wound, right? But in addition, for somebody in a psychiatric crisis, probably the last place you want to be is in the middle of this noisy, busy, bustling ER with lights blinking and noises going off.
That is one of two reasons for a new crisis care center opening soon. It will offer an alternative to the ER while freeing up resources. Over the past two decades, there's been a big increase in the number of psychiatric patients visiting UAB's emergency room. That's according to Dr. Brendan Buckingham, the department's medical director. He says there's not enough space to meet demand in the ER.
It really only has two designated psychiatric rooms. We just don't have the capacity to care for these individuals. And that's, you know, not only a citywide, countywide, statewide problem.
Alabama has some of the worst mental health care rankings in the country. The state only runs one inpatient psychiatric hospital for adults, and there's a shortage of outpatient providers. People in crisis who need psychiatric care take up emergency room beds, sometimes for days. That creates a bottleneck at local hospitals. Phil Pearson says sometimes when he went to the hospital, he would leave without getting the care he needed.
More than once it happened that I'd get to the psychiatric resident and they'd ask me if I was suicidal. And I wasn't, but I was delusional and, you know, clearly not in good mental health. And I was told that they didn't have a bed because I wasn't suicidal. And then, you know, I'd either go home and keep doing crazy things, or I'd go to jail or whatever else.
It's a similar story for people across Jefferson County. As a result, jails now provide much of the region's mental health care. We'll focus on that part of the story tomorrow. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
This story was produced with assistance from the Public Media Journalists Association Editor Corps, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.